Okay, we're recording.
Oh my god, we are live.
All right, how do we start a podcast?
I would like to introduce myself as Clearance Ratbin.
And I am
the Destroyer
of shit. And all right, let's get this bitch on the road.
I have never been more excited.
So, today, what are we talking about?
Oh.
Radicus?
I would say the first thing to come to my mind is the Lorax.
Oh, I really love its message about deforestation.
But more importantly...
Of course.
Of budding romance.
The deep meaning that comes out of the Lorax, you know, running around. Yes, we all know that it's there, but it's really a cover-up for the deeper meaning and truer meaning of the Lorax.
We're not here to talk about that thick, juicy, orange piece of ass. But more importantly...
We're talking about the...
One cess.
All right, let's
go. Now, for those of you who aren't on the same page, the uncultured ones, one cess is the... relationship between the Onceler in his original drab, stupid
younger
self,
yes,
in the gray clothes, and him
in the future when he's had a glow up.
So basically,
it's
a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship
between
with
one
himself.
Person. Yes. All right. So I have a few pictures pulled up. We're just going to describe them and tell you how we feel, I guess. The first picture is a picture of younger, or as we call him, 1C, sitting down in a field of a bunch of Lorexian trees. And the fucking Greedler, who's the older one, sitting behind him.
Also, the fact that they chose to call him Greedler is very important.
It makes my dick hard.
To describe this first one, it is rather tame. It is cute.
It is sweet.
It is pure form.
And it is from Tumblr.com. That's how you know it's real pure.
It's from spurbox.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm.
And pictured here is simply Onceler with the Greedler. I'm gonna barf. In an embrace with a mirror. And what would you rate this picture out of 10?
On what kind of scale?
10 being disgusting, 1 being aww.
I'd give this one a solid 2. If once he was smiling, maybe it'd be a 1, but once he here looks a little scared, so I don't know if he completely consented to this, but...
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going on.
Makes you
really,
yeah.
That one says bang.
Yes. All right, moving on to the next poster picture. Well...
This one's a little more spicy.
It's a bit more spicy. So this one looks more paper drawn, even though it still looks digital drawn, but it's a picture of once he standing. This one, he's actually smiling.
Art style makes me want to barf.
The art style reminds me of Yowie hands. And the Greedler is like 80,000 feet tall, and he's leaning forward into Onesie's face.
Wonder,
what's down
how
there?
How tall is this man? Like, I know that money can give you a lot of things, but I didn't know
it can make you thick.
Yeah, thick vertically.
Have you learned anything from Cardi B though?
No. I can never say that I've been trying to be Cardi. But I would like to focus on his arm, the arm of Onceler, because that shit is curvy.
His fucking elbow's like pointier than my goddamn penis tip. Like, Jesus Christ.
Really said,
yeah. Jesus.
It's an S form.
Wait, oh, that's a Loraxian tree. I thought it was a rose. Never mind. He's holding a mini truffle tree. Truffula? Truffles? Michael
yes.
Jackson? I don't know.
Why does he have so many scars on his face? For you listening, for you following it.
Right.
The Griddler has a bunch of scars on his face.
I think he has a piercing in his ear too.
So he's a bad boy. I want to know how he got those scars. Which reminds me. I found this question. Joker movie out now.
Oop, go see it. We're not sponsored.
Yes, Joker movie sponsored us to talk about.
Please. Okay, next picture. This actually is a series of three pictures.
And they're getting...
Oh, wait, we forgot to rate the last one. What would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say this is a 4.
Yeah, because he's actually smiling. Otherwise, I'd give it a 5.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, this is starting to get a little...
Let's start with this one.
Wait a minute, like, hold on. That's not even the one... That just doesn't have the one slur in it at all.
That is the one slur.
No, but that's Griddler, because they're pulling off his green jacket.
It's supposed to be representative of how, like,
Griddler
was once the one
slur.
Are they
putting the jacket on?
Yeah, it's showing his coming of age. So, this one has a ton of hands, and they're all green. And basically, they're all manhandling young onesie. And turning him into his greater, bigger, dickier self.
And they're putting a jacket on, which is why I was a little confused. Because I thought that all the green hands were supposed to be Griddler undressing the Onceler, but it's just...
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, but he's also giving him a cigar. So don't smoke, kids. We do not condone the usage.
Unless
you live in Colorado.
And then...
Let's do the people one.
Okay, so now we have some cosplay, because, you know, you gotta put this in, art imitates life.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what we see here.
She kind of looks like Mavis from Hotel Transylvania, though.
Oh.
The onesie, so I don't know, that might confuse a couple cosplayers at, what do they call it,
DragCon? No, FurryCon.
Oh, right, yeah, that might confuse a couple of them, but...
I want to know... This was a really dark time in history when people would actually cosplay Onceler.
What do you mean? That's the peak of humanity.
You're right, but, you know, with all the good comes the bad.
You're right.
God damn.
We should have looked on Pornhub.
Oh! We're just going to ignore the masterpiece in the middle?
Oh, right, I forgot completely. No. So, the masterpiece in the middle, it's a three-pictured strip. You failure. Inside the Lorax world, and it starts off with our favorite Fluttershy saying, hello?
And then she stumbles upon mid-fuck.
Also, Griddler is strangling onesie.
This adds more dynamic.
And then Fluttershy smiling as she says, what we gonna do?
I only want to blank her.
It says fuck.
It says fuck. I cannot see. This is so low quality.
And then the last one says, greedy, you are always in the repercussions? The repunctuary?
Fluttershy and the Lorax spectating sex.
Maybe they're talking about fucking the Lorax and Fluttershy for a nice wholesome foursome.
You know, I'll say this. When I found this originally back in 2012 or whenever this happened.
Rest in peace.
It was really bad. We went on the timeline because the way that I found out about this was me and my friends were in a cabin in the woods in winter and... We just finished watching Edward Scissorhands and the Lorax. So, naturally, in classic 2012-2013 fashion, we went on Tumblr. And that was a mistake, because we saw the Lorax's dick.
How big was it?
It was massive. Bigger than
as it should be.
I was
How else is he going to fertilize all those dudes?
I was scarred. Till now. And I had buried that memory deep in my subconscious, and I regret to inform myself that it has been brought back.
You brought it back. Wait, what
I
do we?
Regret
what do
to
we,
inform myself?
What do we?
We have another guest.
Hello.
You better not have fucked shit up, bro. No, look.
Another guest. State your name.
For what? The podcast?
Yeah, it's going.
Wait, it's going now?
Yes.
Who's listening?
No one. We have
it's
to
go. So, what's up?
How would you like to be known?
What am I, destroyer
Big
of shit?
Call me Big Daddy.
And I'm Clarence Ratbin.
I love that.
Okay, Rat Daddy. What is yours?
I told you the story of shit and calm.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Don't get angry, bro. I'm sensitive.
The destroyer of shit and calm?
Question mark?
Big Daddy! Daddy!
Daddy?
Mommy!
That was for all the Kendrick Lamar fans out there.
All right, let's go back. So, how do we feel? What do we rate these three photos as a collection? Wait, so what is
our topic? Is one set.
What is it?
You just keep listening. We'll show you later.
The Onceler fucking himself.
Yes.
The younger Onceler.
Who's the Onceler?
Did you never see the Lorax?
Just the Onceler.
Oh my god.
Good to see my two crackheads getting along.
Here. This one from the movie?
Yeah, remember
him? Daddy? So it's him fucking him himself, but richer and older.
And sexier. And harder.
And sexier.
Okay, so let's go back
to... And taller for some reason. It's bitch is always towering over him.
He's standing on all his money.
Fuck. You're right.
All right, so what do we rate these three pictures as a collection?
I'd say they're close to a 7.
But, like, I want to say the Fluttershy one and the hands one are, like, a 2. But this
two?
One really brings it down to a 7.
I mean, because it's a fucking real person, isn't it? Because
yeah, she looks like Mages from fucking Hotel Transylvania.
Fucking Hotel Transylvania.
Fucking.
The live action.
Fucking.
The live action.
We're going to the next picture.
This one is a poorly drawn one.
What do you mean poorly? This is better than the Mona Lisa.
You looking, I want a bigger with you.
I want a bigger with you. Oh, once there is a man that everyone needs. Oh, I don't want to get
smutty.
Smutty artist to draw and give the fandom bad reputation.
Oh, please.
Wait,
help
I'm
me.
Sorry. There's people
so
who
this pairing is pretty much me pleasuring myself. You all need help. I
so
need
it's basically masturbation,
yeah.
But like to the
yeah.
Next level.
If you had
wait,
a clone yourself,
hold
would
on,
you fuck that clone?
So there's this fandom exists, and they said that this was a bad rep. So there's people who believe that this is genuinely okay, but it's just the
isn't that
smut
like
no, artist.
Isn't it like the same people who like Thor and Loki?
But like they believe that this is okay, but once you put it into sex, then it's bad. Because they said bad reputation.
Oh shit,
bro! It's a deep analysis
oh,
on this.
Fuck.
Shit.
So people believe that this is okay, but it's just the sex that makes it bad.
That's like furries. They think being in a fursuit is okay, but like fucking in a fursuit, because that shit's sweaty.
It's just sweaty.
Okay. It says that here.
I'll say it.
Wait, how is this not? Oh, never mind. Ignore me. So we rate this one. I'd say a 4.
Yeah,
it brings the hard truth, but I have to look at the Onceler with his nose like that.
Why is his teeth like that?
Why is his nose like that?
Both of them. Anyway, well, this is the next photo.
Listen.
So, Onceler in this photo is like...
This
looks
like we're watching it from outside of a car window.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Because we're in
the car and he's getting fucked over the hood.
Or are we just like that police officer who's trying to see who's like loitering?
What if we're in bed? What if POV were the bed?
And there's like a glass tint
to it. No, he has sheer sheets.
Or is that smoke? Are they ripping fat joints while they fuck?
He is green, and he does have money, you know?
It's like in The Wolf of Wall Street, when he said the most powerful drug is money.
Money.
Yes, I am you. And yes, I have the whole...
Anyway,
I have to edit
moving
that
right
out.
Along. moving right along.
Oh my god!
I'd say this one's a... Wait, what is the rating scale out of?
One
is
like,
cute. Aw, and 10 is like,
that's awful.
I think this is a solid 7.
No, the drawing style is really good, except
it is a really good drawing
except
style.
Except for the Onceler, he looks like...
His
no,
neck
Reaver,
is
I mean,
really
the
thick.
The Reaver, his neck
is
thick,
so
but he
thick.
Looks like Waluigi poorly drawn.
I feel that. No, it is the nose. Look at the nose. It's red. Look at the nose.
But no, he still looks like Waluigi X Wario.
Yeah. I can see
but,
I said he's a 6.5.
Looks like a little boy here. He looks like a child.
I think it's the jaw structure.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with, I say 6.5.
Okay.
Can we settle on that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, next picture. This one's much more.
This one's, like,
docile.
It's very close to the actual style of the Lorax, but more drawn and less animated.
Yeah, it looks much more like the actual animation style.
I don't think this one's very, horny.
Yeah. No, look, his tits, they're sucked into his body.
Yeah.
They're concaving.
It's more of a cute thing, you know?
It looks like it could be passed off as
good.
Hentai!
Thank you!
Depending on who you are and what you know, this could be either a deep drawing where they're like, oh my god, it's him going back to his regular self.
Well, where's this other arm going? It could be in his pants right now.
You're right.
That's why his hand eyes look like that, because they're in public.
No.
The Greedler has a fetish for public sex.
You said that so loud.
The Greedler!
Well, like, he just looks like deadass irritated. He's like,
damn it!
Maybe
this shit again.
Like, it's not like
the rest of his mouth is cut off by his thumb, so maybe it comes curved back up
at the end.
You're right. I'm sorry, look, it's curving down, but that's
maybe because he's like pulling his mouth.
Maybe he's having a stroke. Maybe he's having a stroke. That's why everything's drooping to this side.
You're right.
Wait, we have to
rate it.
Right.
I'd say three.
3.5.
3.5. Okay, this one. Once he's pinned up against the wall and his hands are tied together with a thneed.
What's a thneed?
A thneed. Have you not watched the goddamn literature that we're told?
Damn it!
My god. How can you call yourself?
Anyway, so Greedler is like...
Big Daddy.
How can you call yourself
Big Daddy
and not know?
Anyway, the Greedler is pulling down Onesie's pants and up his shirt. It doesn't look like Onesie has much going on down there, though, so I'm kind of disappointed. And the caption is, who are you?
I am you.
Wait a minute.
So this gives us an interesting perspective on what's actually happening here.
It's just masturbation.
It's basically... Like,
tell me, if you're 17-year-old self, came to your 17-year-old self and said, yo,
oh,
I just learned how to jerk off.
Let me show you, bro.
Yeah,
let me show you.
Would you show your younger self how to jerk off so you could get a better head start and then be the highest jerker of offs?
See this? Intelligence.
Okay.
Okay,
and have you taken a look at the Catholic Church?
Oh.
9-1. Francis, I need you to come down here.
This one is a solid
8.5.
I'd say it's 8.5.
I'll give it an
8.5 on the Richter scale.
Oh. And so this one. This
you
one's
know,
poorly, poorly
Big
drawn.
Daddy,
so he's on a stage in a strip club.
I don't
Greedler,
see a pole, though.
Well, that's because the pole's
he
like right here.
He's handcuffed.
He's handcuffed
looks,
and naked, except
been,
for a hat.
Is his ass out?
His ass is out.
He's got no ass.
So that improves it.
He's sorely lacking in the trunk department.
Yeah, but Greedler's got a very straight jaw.
Describe the younger one's face as he's naked.
He,
like one of the
not
wild
consensual.
Rats.
Not consensual.
No, okay.
Look, but also the lighting
wait, wait, wait,
is
wait.
Green.
He looks
don't
like that
really
one
like
bitch.
That.
He looks like that one bitch from like the Danny Phantom. Look at him.
You know that everybody has leaned in.
He looks like Danny Phantom.
No, he looks too much like a Wildcat character.
He looks like Danny Phantom had sex with a Wildcat character.
A Wildcat.
Go out, guys!
Whoa!
Okay, I give this one a 9.
Yeah, 9.
Okay, so now we have some quotes from a couple of fanfictions. At the same moment, he separated both of his lips to articulate the word. However, it was immediately interrupted by an alarm that was played wildly by the entire jet, along with a disturbing turbulence. The sight of Onesie opened wildly to its opposite. He tried to hold onto the edges of his seat, dropping the section he was knitting to the floor.
Wait, hold on. I just didn't read the context.
I didn't either.
So, smut or not? Like,
it is.
Okay.
We didn't get that far.
We didn't read the whole thing. We're like,
okay, I don't know how to feel about this one, so we're moving on.
I'm sorry. So they're on a jet? Okay. So
they're on a jet. So maybe they're
on a jet.
The Mile High Club.
No, but like, so what I'm picturing
the
is... So what I'm picturing here is the Onesler is sitting in his jet seat And no. I'm sorry. The Greedler is sitting on his jet seat, and the Onceler comes up, butt ass naked, strapped.
And he was knitting.
And he's knitting, and he's like just
he's knitting
his
a
cock
little
out.
Knitting.
No, yeah, like his cock.
That's
out.
Why he's strapped. He's knitting a little like you know sleeve for his cock.
Oh, that's
it's
a little
cold.
Sock.
Yeah, a sock.
A cock sock.
A cock sock.
A sock.
His cock.
Cock.
You know the one bitch from Star Trek?
No.
Spock.
Oh yeah.
Spock sock cock.
As it should
cock.
Be. As it should be.
I'm sorry. Can we?
I think the descriptive
hand?
Image of it
okay.
makes it just solid.
All right, this is from later on.
He tried to warn his brother to be careful. His brother. Now this keeps. Wait. Okay.
Well,
however, the stubbornness of the green suit prevented his ears from heeding him. I can't see. He went indignantly to the entrance of the cabin of both pilots. Wait, is this from the same?
Yes. Do not move. From here, Wansi, he ordered with turbulence to say, continue to walk through the cabin.
Greedy, I need you to read. Someone has the word greedy.
But,
oh, oh, wait, I'm greedy, you're Wansi. Keep going, read it. You're Wansi.
You see my voice.
But greedy.
Nothing. Stay there. He turned his, oh,
he turned his gaze with displeasure towards the entrance of the cabin. Oh, wait, fuck, the plane, it's 9/11.
No! Say psych right now!
Psych. I don't know. I didn't write this. Okay, now we're going to go to one from Wattpad. It's called, what was it? 50 Shades of Thneed?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Anyway.
My.
Onesie's point of view. I have no regrets.
We should have had, whatever it called, How Bad Can I Be playing in the background of this.
Shit!
It's now, never too late.
Read the podcast!
But we get copyrighted.
Oh. It's on Spotify.
I'm getting monetized.
You're getting monetized.
I don't know.
For this?
Okay, 50 Shades of Thneed.
Yes,
I'm gonna. I'll be onesie.
You can be greedy, and you can be whoever the fuck else we need.
So
the large.
I shuffled into my room with a rather large box filled with various items. Valentine's Day, of course. Why wouldn't I want to surprise greedy? I set the box down on the bed, opening and pulling out
this
roses, scattered the petals all over the bed. I hummed happily, swaying my hips as I settled the last of the rose petals.
No.
Next, I pulled out a thneed, my own brilliant design. I might add, water absorbent.
Copyright.
And you can twist it into any shape you want. Perfect. I bit my lip. As I laid it down onto the quilt, I reached into the box and pulled out a long black collar with a choker down the line.
No.
That would be going around my neck. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is the only known toys we had in here. Hopefully he wasn't hiding anything. The things I do for greedy. He can slash me up all he wants. I'm at his mercy at any given moment. I tied the parts to the bed and securing it with a square knot. Dancing happily in place, he tossed the box to the side. Almost on cue, I have a picture. I can hear Greed's car pull up outside of my humble tent. My other half is the opposite of who I am. We share the same blood and genes, fucking twincest, but we have different personalities, so why not?
Oh my god.
I quickly shift over to the bed and tie the collar over my neck and fasten it over my, wait, what the fuck? Sitting in a cutie pose, waiting for him to lock in. Okay. I sat down in the groceries by the tent door and shut the door. Tent's door and shut the door, locking it. Damned onesie, he left the lights on again. What's the name here? I'm home. I yelled out, no response. Alrighty then. Guess I'll have to solve a mystery. I know he's
the fucking mystery gang pulls up.
I grabbed the bundle of roses and headed to where Onesie's bedroom is. The door being shut. I knocked gently on the door, pressing my face against it. Oh, Onesie, I know you're in there. I purred. He fucking purred. As I turned the door handle slowly, flowers in hand. Happy Valentine's, I trailed off, revealing the sight of
Reveling.
Seeing him all tied up and vulnerable like that.
Oh, I like what I see, my dear. No, I can't. Close the window.
Keep going,
we're
committed.
We're committed.
The next part says, wait. Hold on. Okay, we're good. Please take this collar away from my mouth. Wait, how is he fucking talking? So I can service your knees. I let out a muffled gasp.
Does he have a gag?
Yes. But he can still talk around it. As he sat down right behind me, running his hands down my back and shoulders, I shivered at the sensation, being a bit immobile as I stayed in one pose. I'd be patient for him. This is you. This is the best Valentine's Day of my life.
He's inviting his lips, gazing at me. Oh, how I so desperately wanted to just kiss him, but he can have his way. I'm at his mercy now.
I flipped him around to face me, his legs slightly apart. I pulled down at the part that was covering his mouth and looked at him.
Happy Hearts Day, babe,
I purred.
Right? Okay, I want to get to the part where they fuck.
Is this for fun?
Let's go at the... Okay, read. This is your narration.
He moaned as I started sucking on his neck, nibbling at those parts.
What?
I pulled away from him and felt his breath quicken within making eye contact. You look so good with your white shirt and vest, but you'd look even better with them off. I said, his voice like velvet as I popped.
Okay, we're gonna keep going. I wanna get to the
point. I don't like it. I don't like
it. I bent my leg as I sank further.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay, we're gonna go to the bottom and read the conclusion.
If you're a
slut. Okay, I'm the one slut. All right, guys. So, yeah, that concludes our, what was this? This concludes our podcast talking about OneCest. If you liked it, please make sure to leave a like down below and hit that subscribe button like a motherfucking one slut. And
a one slur, one slut.
Yeah, so how do we feel about this now, guys?
I'm genuinely
I need to
gracious.
Go to church, and I'm not even Christian.
This might make me into a spiritual man, but could it be me? Am I hard?
Any last remarks?
My shit and cum.
Oh, right. My shit and cum came and shattered.
Thank you. And that is all, folks.
You've forgotten everything.
Shit! Yeah.